mind, one thought at a time.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Change Your Minds Online Empowering Women series. How are you doing today, Jessica?
I am doing awesome. You know, it's a beautiful evening here in New Jersey, and I am so excited to be talking about on our call tonight. It's one of my favorite topics, and for those of you, many people who follow me know I am a big, big Giants fan, and they're playing our biggest rivals right now, the Patriots, but I am so excited for this call. I have turned off the game to jump on and just really delve into this topic tonight, which is just so incredibly important. I think it's probably one of the most important topics we've ever covered on our call, so I'm so excited for tonight. Akina, why don't you give our audience a little idea of what we have in store for them tonight?
Oh, yes, yes. Tonight we'll be talking about organization and how it's going to help grow your business. And we will be talking to the wonderful and exquisite Ann Michael Henry, the founder of Muse Implause. And she is going to tell us about how organization can make your business soar. How are you doing today, Ann Michael?
I am wonderful. It's been a great day and enjoying the fact that it's still wonderfully warm at the beginning of September. So it's great.
Yeah, September it can get cold sometimes around this time, but yes, I'm enjoying warm weather as well in my neck of the woods. Can you, I would like to start off today with, tell us about your journey in organization and how it helped you.
Well, I have been organizing people really all of my career, and about 12 and a half years ago launched into doing it as a business. I guess the way it's helped me most is I practice what I preach. You know, I have things in place. It's just so easy to run your business when you have processes in place, when you have systems in place, when you have the support that you need so that you can focus on the primary reason you got into business. I know when I started, and I came from the corporate world, I sat down and I said, I'm not going to do my marketing. I'm not going to build my website. I'm not going to do this. I knew all the things I wasn't going to do. I'm not going to learn QuickBooks. But I am going to organize people, and I'm going to change their lives by doing that. And so that's what I focus on, and then I have systems and processes in place to handle all the rest and support. And that organization has helped me flourish for the past dozen or so years.
Wonderful, wonderful. You know, I've heard a lot of people talk about systems and processes and how important they are to the business. So do you recommend any particular processes or systems that every business should have?
Well, you know, I think there are really five things that entrepreneurs need to look at when it comes to starting a business, growing a business, and so on. And one of them is contact management, knowing who all your people are, keeping track of all of that. And in terms of recommending anything, yes and no, and it depends on the individual. I think the key thing to organizing somebody, it's we can all use similar tools. We can all use the same tool, but how we're going to use it is different. So it's a matter of creating our own organizing fingerprint, essentially. So, you know, contact management is crucial. You have to know who your people are, who's looking for information and all of that, and the follow-up associated with that, and how frequently you're going to do that and things like that. A second one would be financials. What are your numbers saying to you? What is your revenue stream coming in? What are your expenses going out? Are you looking at this? How often are you looking at it? So, so key. So many people are doing so many things and yet they're struggling. The revenue isn't coming in, but they're not looking at the numbers. And that is just crucial to success. So having all of that in place. A third one, of course, is your digital presence, website, social media, and so on. With that said, did you get into business to build your own website? And that's probably not what you got into business for. I was actually on Facebook a little while ago, and someone in, I think, the group that we all met in was asking for advice on WordPress because they're building their site. You know, reach out and grab support for that. Same with social media. What is it? Who do you need to target? What is it you need to do? And how much time do you need to spend on it? The fourth element is operations, what I like to call the back office. What are the tools that you need to have in place to support you? You decide to do a teleclass. All right, what tool are you going to use to accomplish that? Are you going to record it? Are you going to post it on your website? Are you going to turn it into a product and charge for it? How is all of that going to happen? Do you want to do a webinar? Again, what tool are you going to use? Are you going to record it? Any number of things. And then all the other tools associated with it. Tracking your mileage. You know, if you're going out to a client or to an event, to a network meeting, any number of things, how do you track your mileage? So all of those support mechanisms need to be in place. And there, you know, there's lots of tools out there, and I definitely have my favorite. But again, it has to be tied to an individual style. And then lastly, the discipline to run your own business. And I come from many years of sales and sales management experience. And so what I bring to the table is, how do you grow your revenue? How do you get out there and sell? How do you get over the fear of, oh my gosh, now I have to sell? Any number of things. And how do you juggle all of those other activities that need to get done, yet still grow business by bringing in the revenue? So I think those are the five things that, as an organizer, you know, can bring to the table to help get what I like to call those, well, the cornerstones. There's five, so it's going to be an interesting shape building. But the foundation, if you've got a really strong foundation in place, you're just going to take right off. You can just build and build and build on that. And that, to me, is just so exciting.
I love that you're talking about really knowing your numbers. You know, for me, it's really crucial as an entrepreneur that I'm on top of all the time, you know, how much money we're spending, how much money we're bringing in, you know, is the business cash positive? And, you know, how many likes did you get on Facebook? What is it that your demographic is liking? How many books do you sell? How many books do you need to sell to break even or to hit, you know, whatever it is, whatever level of money you want to make, depending upon, you know, whatever your goals are. And a lot of times people, they only want to do the part of the business that's fun. And a lot of people don't look at organization as fun. So they enjoy creating content. They enjoy collaborating with women. They enjoy doing the fun parts, but they don't want to do the meat and gritty. And the bottom line is that if you're not organized, your business will fail. You know, we know that 90% of small businesses are not successful. You know, obviously, if you're listening to this call tonight, chances are that you have a home business. And it's really, really crucial. And we just want to reiterate, like, the importance of actually being organized, knowing what your numbers are, saving your papers. You know, you're going to run into a lot of problems down the road if you're really not focusing on that now. You know, what do you think, and Michael, the importance is of really just doing it and doing that work now? What do you recommend to people who are starting businesses really from that perspective?
They definitely need to have those support mechanisms in place. And whether they, for example, with the financials, whether they learn QuickBooks, which quite honestly, I don't recommend. You might even have a familiarity with how to look at your register and how to run various reports and things like that, but you shouldn't be spending time doing the data entry and setting things up. Leave that to somebody whose business it is to be an expert in that area. I personally, with my team, once a month, we have a phone call, and my assistant pulls all the reports together, not only the financial reports, but all the Google Analytics, so we can look at the website and the traffic there. We look at the contact management and the how that's grown. We look at the social media statistics and numbers and the metrics there. We look at all of that on a monthly basis, and we do it as a team because it's just better to have more heads in the game. And we take the time to go through that and drill through. We know key areas that we're looking at, and we focus on that, figure out what we can do better, and continue to build on what's working. So that is, from my perspective, absolutely crucial, and it's something that people should be thinking about. Now, do they need to review 50 or 75 or 100 different metrics every month? No. Pick a half dozen or 10 and take a look at them and know what those numbers are. Because unless you don't, until you know what those numbers are, you have no idea what you're doing.
That is a great point. That is a great point. You know, you have to know the numbers. You have to be aware of what's going on in your business. You definitely don't want to get, you know, caught off guard, you know, of anything that's going on. So that's definitely a great point. You know, what other areas would you say that you would need to organize in that most people just don't do that you've noticed?
One of the biggest ones is, well, I guess it falls under the umbrella of technology. There are so many options out there that I see people technology hopping. And they try one thing for one little bit, another for another, and they just bop around and they get busy being busy setting up their business, and then they don't go and do the business. So that's part of it. As a subset of that, I would say managing email is huge. People, despite the wonderful advances in technology, don't know how to manage their email. They have hundreds or thousands of emails in their inbox, and they don't know what they've got. And I think that holds true for digital information in general, is that they really... people don't understand what they have and are hard-pressed to pull the information that they need when they need it. And so there's lots of different strategies to make that easier. And again, it's a matter of finding the strategy that works best for an individual. So hopefully that gives you some idea of some of the things that I think many entrepreneurs deal with is what solution is going to work best for me, and they struggle with that.
Yeah, you know, I love how you're talking about email. You know, I was once one of those people who was very, very disorganized, and, you know, for me, I was one of those people who had 10,000 emails in my inbox, and I did do a lot of work in organization. I took an organization course. It's called Organize Your Life, and with Susan Spy, and I know she is, that course is open for another 9 days for the for the September version of the course. I've been taking that course for 2 years. I stayed in it. And one of the things I learned in that course is really the power of getting organized with emails. And one of the things that I know a lot of people do, and this is what I learned from her, that I've brought into my own life and just seen really big results in my business when I made this change, is people will constantly respond to emails. You know, in today's day and age in society, if you get an email, your tendency is to want to answer it right away, right? And we think that we have to be available 24/7 just because our phones are, you know, we have access to our phones and access to our email. You know, the truth is you don't have to be available 24/7. And truth be told, successful entrepreneurs keep working hours. You know, just like you have a job, if you have a business, you really need to treat it as a profession. You need to act like a professional. So for me, where I used to try to answer emails all the time, it became a distraction, and it really took me away from my production. And so what I found myself doing was actually taking my email off of the phone. So I no longer access my emails on my phone. If I want to access my emails, I can turn them on. But I only check my email on specific times a day. And if, you know, it's 3 times a day and I spend no more than like 15, 20 minutes, sometimes 30 minutes max, depending upon the day, I'll schedule in different amounts of times, but it's scheduled in time to answer my emails. And if you send me an email to my personal email, you will get a response that says it's an autoresponder. It says, thank you for your email. You know, I value you and I value, you know, I want to get back to you as quickly as possible. These are the times I check my emails. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you. God bless. You know, so people know. And oftentimes when I collaborate with people, they tell me, hey, you know what? I love the fact that you have an autoresponder, the fact that I know when you're going to see this. I know when you're going to respond. And it just demonstrates a level of professionalism. And for me, that's really, like you said, it's about getting organized. You know, if you're the person who has 20,000 emails in your inbox, you're going to be missing things that are really important. You know, and if you're trying to respond to all 20,000 things, you're going to wind up distracting yourself. Because truthfully, it's very rare, although it's possible, but it's rare that answering emails is really an income-producing activity. And you know, the problem is when we don't have systems in place that help us to be organized as a way of being, as like what's actually built into our business, we tend to use organizing or these mundane, trivial tasks as a way to really distract ourselves from what we're doing in our business, our income-producing activities. You know, time we spend filing papers and all these other things, looking for things, you know, and I know, you know, you told me a story earlier, and Michael, about, you know, someone looking for a paper for an hour in an office. If you don't know where things are and you're looking for them, that's cutting into your time. And it really demonstrates that you're not valuing your time. So it's absolutely critical that you really learn to get organized and put these systems in place, because if not, you're really just wasting your time.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Very well said. And I think it's wonderful that you set parameters and for managing your email. And I wish more people did. I also do not have my email go to my phone. I simply don't. I'm out with clients. I'm not going to respond to them. I'm giving them my undivided attention or any number of things. And you get back to them in a timely fashion. I tell people that one of the rules of the game, you know, if you were to play a board game, you'd look at the rules at the inside of the box cover and you'd follow those and you'd have a great time playing that game. So what are the rules that you want to live by in your business? Do you want to be on demand 24/7 or do you want to have a life? And yes, keep business hours, whatever those may be, 9 to 5, 8 to 5, 8 to 6, whatever you'd like to set those and stick to it. You know, I run my business out of my home, and one New Year's Eve, we came home. It was about 1 o'clock in the morning, 1:30 in the morning, neighborhood gathering. My phone light, I had a landline at the time. My phone light was flashing. And this was like on a Saturday morning or whatever. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to be getting back to this person until Monday. They called me at midnight. I'm like, really? And I got back to them, and they became my client. And they respected that I had set a parameter. And they're like, oh, you can do that? And it's like, yes, you can. And it will, in the long run, I think it's better for your business. It's better for you.
Yes. That definitely makes a lot of sense. You definitely have to have your boundaries and your parameters so that, and then you have to make sure that they are clearly stated so that your clients and your collaborators all know what's really going on. So that's definitely a good point. Do you have any steps could use to start their organization right now?
Any tips to start their organization right now? Well, I would encourage people to clean out their inbox for the email. Treat your inbox as the loading dock to a business. You don't keep all your supplies there. You move it on out to the manufacturing floor so that you can create product. So clean out that inbox, get it empty, get it organized, set up rules so that unimportant things go directly to files and you go to read them whenever. Unsubscribe from newsletters that you just don't have time to read. You can always go to the blog and read them. You can always go find the information online. But if you've got subscriptions to 20 different newsletters and they're clogging up your inbox and you're not reading them, unsubscribe. That's fine. Turn off your email if you've got work to do so that it doesn't interrupt you. Have a very good contact management program so that you can capture all of your contact information and do those sales calls. Do the things that are going to generate the business. And then I think the other key thing is set up your QuickBooks. Get that set up. Get your financials set up. Get your chart of accounts and whatever. And if you don't know how to do it, work with somebody that does know how to do it, so that you can follow those numbers, because you have those things in place and it will make a big difference.
Great list. So if you had something that you would like for the audience to be left with, what would that be?
I think the key thing to remember is when it comes to being organized, it's not about being perfect. And I think that's really important. It's probably the thing that people I've worked with are most concerned about, is that everything needs to be perfect. And you know what? It doesn't. First of all, think about it. There's no such thing as perfect. Or maybe a better way to say it is, perfection is an individual, we all have our own definitions of what that is. And so don't worry about it. Get things in place, get processes in place, and keep in mind that things will evolve and change. So it just because it might be perfect today, well, next week, updating the website, you know, it needs to get updated because now it's not perfect, or any number of things. So relax a little bit. Chill. It's okay that it's not perfect. And that will reduce your stress level significantly, and it will clear up the processing power in your head to focus on what's really important. So just let it go.
Wow, that was powerful. That was powerful. So, and Michael, can you tell the audience how they can find you?
Sure. They can find me on Facebook. You can go and look for Mise en Place. And my website is www.m-e-p.com. So you can find all sorts of things there and some upcoming events. And I'm also on LinkedIn and Twitter. you can catch me there. Just search for my name and you'll find me. So, yeah, a number of different ways to connect.
Wonderful. And do you have any projects that you're doing?
Any projects that you're doing? Oh, well, next week I've got a webinar coming up that we talk about 10. The topic is stop feeling guilty about being disorganized, because that's the other thing. We have this emotional thing about disorganization and we all feel guilty about it. It's like, really, stop. Just stop. You know, it's of no service to you to feel guilty. And so I talk about 10 strategies that many people have been taught they should be using, which in fact are counterproductive and will lead them astray. And so I did debunk these 10 myths during that webinar. So that's a great place for people to sort of have a new perspective about what it means to be organized, because it's not about multitasking. It's not about sacrificing sleep. It's about so many other things.
Well, where would they go to sign up for that?
They can to, again, my website, www.m-e-p.com and then /stop. And that will take you to the sign-up page for Stop Feeling Guilty About Being Disorganized.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing with us. You know,
you're welcome. My pleasure.
Yes, I'm so happy that you came on today. Thank you so much for all the information that you shared with us today. And Jessica, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, I just thank you so much for being on the call and for everyone who listened in. And, you know, I just can't reiterate enough how important, you know, organization is and really what a big role it played in my life and really just changing it and just being able to go from, you know, overwhelmed and exhausted to being an entrepreneur. So, yeah, thank you so much for being on our call. We really appreciate you.
Oh, my pleasure. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yes, and if there's something that Ann Michael said today that resonated with you, please go find the show on changeyourmindsonline.com. You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and, of course, YouTube. Thank you, everyone, tonight for being part of our show. We do these for you to enlighten, to motivate, empower, and inspire you to move forward in your businesses and in your lives. And we look forward to speaking to you again on Sunday night for our wonderful inspirational call. Thank you, everyone.
Have a great evening, everyone.
Thanks, you too.
Good night.